96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Metro Rail shuts down for repairs for the first time in its 40-year history. The president makes his Supreme Court choice, and Clinton and Trump surge. Rubio is out after Super Tuesday. Lots to talk about tonight at the Reporters Roundtable. My guests are Jesse J. Holland. He's an author and Associated Press reporter. Melanie Campbell, president and CEO of the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation and convener of the Black Women's Roundtable. We're also waiting on Dr. Avis Jones DeWeaver, president of the Exceptional Leadership Institution. But we're going to start with Metro because that's probably why she is late.
Yes. Melanie,
and
why I'm sitting in a car.
Are you sitting in traffic? Is that the deal?
I pulled off the road.
Oh, wow. You know, yes. Okay. I want to start with Jesse because Jesse has this story that, you know, if it weren't so sad, it would be funny, and I think it's still funny. Okay, Jesse, you're a MARC train rider.
Right. Well, I ride the commuter train from Bowie State every day. And, you know, it's usually a nice ride. You can pick a seat wherever you want. But for some reason this morning, I had a lot of company on that MARC train this morning. And then from Union Station, I usually just meander up to the connector bus going down K Street to make it to work. And because, you know, it starts at Union Station, so you expect that you can find a seat or two on the bus because it's where the line starts. I stepped on the bus this morning, and every seat was filled.
Wow.
I was mad because I had to stand up all the way down K Street.
I mean, it's amazing just the kind of impact that Metro shutting down has had on the community. And by the way, for our listeners, I want to hear from you. If you stayed home, if you went to work, if perhaps you didn't hear about the shutdown, because there were some people who also didn't hear about the shutdown and they showed up at the Metro stations and oops, it was closed. So give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The lines are open. So, Melanie, do you think that this was an overreaction, or do you think that General Manager Paul Wiedefeld was on point when he shut down Metro for 29 hours?
Well, you know, this year has been interesting when it comes to what's going on with Metro. I think about the snowstorm when they, you know, closed for 2 days, and I think that was probably a wise decision. You know, I'm a commuter that drives, right? Mm-hmm. And I can tell you this morning I miss Metro because it really had a really heavy effect on what's happening, and even this evening. So, you know, I'm gonna err on the side that they made the right decision without having full understanding of the facts.
Interesting. What do you think about that, Jesse? I mean, even after your experience, right thing to do?
Right. Well, I mean, we would have all had different opinions. If they had ran the Metro today and somebody else got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm going to assume that they made the decision saying, hey, if we don't fix this now, someone's life is going to be in danger. And if that was the case, then they probably made the right move. Now, if it turns out that their concerns were overblown, that's a whole other story. But if it comes between the choice of being inconvenienced and being put in danger, we'll take inconvenience anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are at the Reporters Roundtable. Lots to talk about tonight, including Metro, the president's Supreme Court pick, and we're going to talk politics as well. Well, that's politics, isn't it? But we're also going to talk about politics, Clinton and Trump surge after Super Tuesday. Let's go to Michelle, calling from Lanham. Michelle, what do you think? Michelle?
Yes.
Go right ahead. What do you think? Right call or wrong call?
Right call.
Why do you say that?
The general manager made the correct call based on, I think there were things that we aren't privy to and didn't know, and you can't put a price on lies. I know a lot of people were greatly inconvenienced, but I think in the end, we'll all benefit.
Okay, well said. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I would like to say I think he made the right call. We got a foreshadowing of this just a couple of weeks ago when he was quoted as saying that the Metro situation was much worse than he originally thought. And with that smoke incident this past Monday and at that press conference that he held at 6 o'clock, just an hour and 25 minutes or so ago, he said that the inspection crews walked some 100 miles of track and they found 26 questionable jumper cables. They've replaced 18. They're going to finish the rest. 26, even out of 600, that could very well be 26 chances to have a horrific smoke incident like they had at Lafont Plaza back in January.
But you also have to keep in mind, they had a smoke incident just 2 or 3 days ago.
Right, exactly. And I mean, January 2015. Yeah.
So, I mean, this isn't the first time. The Lafont Plaza is the worst one, but it kept happening.
Yeah.
So you can't, it's hard to blame them for saying, we need to make sure that our riders are safe. And you also have to keep in mind, there's probably also a political angle to this. Right now, everybody's talking about Metro and its funding. Mm-hmm. They've been trying to get people to talk about Metro's funding from D.C., Maryland, Virginia for years now. This action woke everybody up, and now Metro is on the top of everyone's mind. It's not an afterthought anymore. So while I'm not saying they did this just to bring Metro to everybody's attention, it didn't hurt.
And Jack Evans, chairman of the board and former D.C. council member, did speak about that after Wiedefeld spoke. He spoke about funding, and he said it's time for us to put our noses to the grindstone, so to speak, and make sure that Metro has the funding. But as you said, Metro is expensive.
Metro is really expensive.
Yeah.
So it's just like everybody else, it's hard to say I'm willing to pay more to ride Metro. Mm. But if it comes between a choice of being safe on Metro and paying more, it's hard to see anybody say, well, you know what, I'd rather be on a dangerous system than a system that's a little bit more expensive.
Let's talk a little politics. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Please call. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, so we don't mind jumping around on the topics a little bit if you have a question about Metro. But, of course, the president made his Supreme Court justice choice today. And this really kind of dovetails into something that's happening this week. Melanie, let's talk a little bit about this event that you're having next week, you know, particularly as it relates to civic participation, voting, and making sure that people know what's going on, not only at the polls, but in their community.
Thank you. Well, tomorrow we launch our fifth year. We're having our Black Women's Roundtable, Women of Power Summit. One of the things that we definitely will be discussing over the three, we'll be there for actually 3.5 days. One of the things that we will be discussing is issues around justice, that include criminal justice, the judiciary, how Black women are faring. We also will be releasing our annual Black Women's Report that talks about the state of Black women. This year, we actually have a segment in there. The sneak peek is, because it actually released tomorrow, is that we had Pam Means, who is the immediate past president of the National Bar Association, actually has a segment in the report that talks about how Black women are faring when it comes to the judiciary from a federal to down to a local level. One of the things that that we know that we have been advocating for is that that Black women have never been on the Supreme Court. We have so many Black women that we know
are qualified.
It would be great to serve.
Well, let me stop you there, Melanie, because I want to make sure you put the website out so that people will know how to find out more about this event, because I want to get back to this point about the Supreme Court as well.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's your website?
If they just Google Black Women's Roundtable, it'll pop up. And it'll take them right to what's happening. But our website is ncbcp.org, but they do Black Women's Roundtable Summit. It's going to pop right up.
Okay, and that's going to be at the Washington Court Hotel on New Jersey Avenue.
Yeah. Starts tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., goes into Sunday morning.
Okay. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lisa, calling from Gaithersburg. Lisa, where have you been?
I've been listening. I call in when I have an urgent issue, and the Supreme Court nomination is an urgent issue for me.
Okay.
My question for Melanie Campbell and your other guests as well, where were African-American women's organizations, including our beloved sorority, on demanding, not asking the president, but demanding that an African-American woman be nominated? We are the only demographic group that supported the president, in my opinion, that has not demanded anything from this White House and stuck to it. And I am just upset. I spent 4 days last month, actually at the end of last month and this month, at our sorority conference, listening to people talking about going to Capitol Hill and demanding that senators support the president's nominee, even though we didn't know who the nominee was, but not one. It was a collegiate member who stood up and said, we need to demand from this White House that an African-American woman be nominated.
Well, hold your point, Lisa, and I need to ask Melanie, are you gone in a few minutes? Or
I can make one response.
Well, you can't right now. Okay. I got to take a break. But if you need to run,
I'm gonna walk into where I have to be into, and then I do want to answer her question.
Okay, well, just sit tight because I do need to take a break. And Dr. Avis Jones DeWeaver is here. She has metro scars all over her. So listen, okay. Lisa, stay with all me. Right. Tia from Burtonsville, stay on the phone. Karen from Camp Springs, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few seconds.